latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Spanish oil company Repsol is to take over Canadian energy company Talisman Energy after approval was obtained by the Repsol board this week. Talisman Energy Inc. is a global upstream oil and gas company with headquarters in Calgary in Canada, operating throughout the Americas and Asia-Pacific region. Now one of Canada's largest independent oil and gas companies, it was founded in 1992 by the renaming of BP Canada Limited. The Spanish government has published a draft tax reform bill, which would see income tax gradually decreased to 25% in 2016. There'd be an interim reduction to 28% in 2015, election year, while certain benefits and tax deductions would be eliminated. IVA, value-added tax, has not been included in the bill, despite recommendations by the advisory committee. Muslim visitors to the town of Cumbres Mayores in Andalusia can now enjoy one of the traditional Spanish treats after a Tunisian butcher has created the country's first Islamic-certified halal jamon. Faisal Maria Dali said, "The first time I came with my family to Spain, to Andalusia, I said, why don't we Muslims have this? And so set about creating the gourmet treat." The prison ministry in the Orihuela Diocese has launched this year's seasonal campaign, urging us to think about those who no longer have their freedom due to incarceration and their families. The church hopes to raise attention of the 2,500 people who are in prison across the Alicante province this Christmas time for all of us to think of the needs of them and their families. The church also believes that by offering support to prisoners and their families, we're all investing in crime prevention in the future. With many of the children of those inside suffering poverty as a result, those children could well become the criminals and thus prisoners of tomorrow without our help, they say. The campaign also says that poverty is not usually chosen but imposed, the result of a society that continues to exclude some groups and now many families who have lost a job with which they wish to earn a decent living. The crisis continues to plague many families, it's true. Almost everyone knows a family in this situation, so this year we want to focus on them, mainly to accompany, listen and help these families as much as possible and continue to cover their everyday needs. That's according to Ignacio Blasco, the director of the Pastoral Penitenciario de la Diocese de Orihuela Alicante and the chaplain of the prison at Fontcalent. With this campaign, the involvement of the entire Alicante society has sought to achieve concrete measures and continue providing financial resources to run shelters and halfway houses for ex-prisoners and their families who come to visit but have no income. The campaign also hopes to provide scholarships to families of prisoners for food aid, school meals for children, textbooks, payment of medicines and other urgent needs, most obvious and abundant if possible in these times of crisis, they continue. The group wish to obtain financial aid to allow foreign prisoners across Alicante to communicate by telephone with their families in their home countries, whilst also not neglecting the socio-labour mediation through job placement programmes for those who have fewer options to access a future job on account of their prison record. Finally, it's hoped that through collaboration with those inside and out, channels of mediation and care for both prisoners and victims can be neutered to enable social reconciliation from a culture of non-violence and restorative justice. For more details on these stories and many more besides, visit the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.